We've been talking about the Tasmanian Masters Games for quite a few months now, but it's finally here. The launch was held at the weekend. The president of the Games is Steve Martin, who joins me now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Martin.
It's finally here. As I said, the launch was on at the weekend, and the great thing about it was that the Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, launched it, and he also announced that $20,000 to help fund the inaugural Tasmanian Masters Games. How much does that help?
It helps us a lot. One, that the Premier has taken the time to come up and launch the Games itself, so it really is a Tasmanian Masters Games, and then to contribute $20,000 to kick it off with immensely helps us in regards to getting the backroom stuff organised so people can register and then get information about the sports that they're going to participate in.
So I was talking to you at the weekend. I was at the launch, actually, so thank you for inviting me. But you mentioned that it's probably about 3 weeks before the website will be up and running.
Yes, we're working feverishly on a registration page that people can choose their sport and register on, and that should be up by the end of June. It's taken a little bit longer than what we thought, and we're waiting on some sports to provide some details as to their age groups and their sporting fee.
Okay, at this stage we're looking at 25 sports and 6 municipalities, so pretty much the whole northwest coast and West Tamar as well.
And West Tamar with wood chopping, that's great. And we go far as Burnie, which at this stage is handling pickleball, badminton, and of course the Burnie 10. But over the last couple of days, we've had interest come back through us from the launch in regards to track cycling, pistol shooting, darts, and disc golf.
Right, which is frisbees, yeah.
Which is frisbees. So, you know, we could even grow this further moving forward. So time is going to be sensitive, but it tells us out there are people who want to be involved in master sports, and this initiative certainly provides that opportunity, as well as an educational opportunity for Don students to come involved with through the event management. It's certainly a healthy activity and provides a positive economic impact for the local businesses. So it's a win-win all round.
So what you're saying there, we could be having possibly 30 sports. You think about 1,000 participants and $1.5 million to the Northwest economy. That's fantastic.
It'll be a great result. A lot of hard work going into it. We're a small volunteer committee trying to put all this together, and we're very appreciative that the state government have come on board with their support, as well as Central Coast with their financial support for the Games. And Devonport City Council has also opened up the pool 2 weeks earlier so we can incorporate swimming into the program on the northwest coast, which is great to see.
Terrific. Now, this is the inaugural Tasmanian Masters Games. The plan is to make it a two-yearly event. So the Australian Masters Games is every 2 years as well, and we're hoping to slot the Tasmanian Masters Games into the off year, so to speak.
That's correct. We'll be doing alternating years with our biannual event. The Australian Masters Games 2023 is in Adelaide. It's our intention to visit Adelaide during that time and promote the Northwest Coast and what it has to offer, especially our tourism opportunities, as well as our distilleries, our wineries, and what the greatness of the Northwest Coast has to offer. But they'll have to play a bit of sport while they're here.
Yeah, well, the sporting venues aren't too bad here. We've got pretty good facilities, as it was pointed out at the launch at the weekend too.
Yes, we have, Martin, and we've got great mountain biking facilities, especially Wild Mersey and the one in Penguin. We've got basketball stadium, which is up to scratch, our athletics track at Dyle Range, and it just goes on. So we've got the facilities here. It's an opportunity to grow participation, not only through the Masters Games, but get our weekend warriors off the couch, get them back interested in something that's beneficial in health-wise to them, and perhaps rejoin the club and maybe even volunteer.
Glad you touched on volunteers too, because when you get the registration page up and running in a few weeks' time, will there be a place there for people to register an interest as potentially a volunteer?
Yes, we're hoping to incorporate that, and it won't be as in-depth as what the Australian Masters Games were. As I said before, we're a small committee, we have a small budget, so we'll be looking for volunteers to register at no cost, and we'll be looking to utilise them throughout the period of the Games.
Do you know how many volunteers you'll need at this stage, or is that depending on the actual sports that are running their competitions?
That'll be dependent on the sports running the competitions. Nothing has been finalised as to all the venues, all the age groups and what the requirements of the sports. We're still waiting on some of that information to be fed into us, and then we'll open up the registration page and we'll work through it as we go along. It's still a learning process because we are an incorporated body and we're going to learn all this to use it as a stepping stone to our 2024 Tasmanian Masters Games.
Yeah, a blueprint, so to speak. I've got a very selfish reason for asking about volunteers, because I intend to volunteer in some way to help out. But thank you, Steve, for your time this morning. We look forward to hearing more about the Tasmanian Masters Games as it gets closer.
Thank you, Martin, and I look forward to having you on as a volunteer.